All right, this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, the 2026-27 IHSA sports calendar here with the high school volleyball practices getting going, season opening with games in a couple of weeks. We're talking with Mercer County head coach Lexi Stropes, who's entering her fourth season leading the program. And, you know, we can start with just, you know, 4 years. I mean, in today's environment, it feels like that's a long time to be a head coach in something, especially in volleyball. So for you, you know, with this being the fourth year with you leading the program, do you feel like, you know, some of those maybe expectations of kids in the program or something that the kids really are able to understand at this point?
Hi, Ty. Thanks for having me. Yes, I would definitely say so. I think expectations are very clear. I think the girls know pretty much what I expect and how practices and things are going to be ran. We have our youth camp annually every summer, so that's something that I wanted to bring, and we enjoy doing that. The little kids love it. The high schoolers love helping the little kids. It's good to show face to our community, helping with the fifth and sixth grade volleyball, even at the United League and things like that. So we're just really coming together, trying to show my face everywhere, from top to bottom, and be able to show the youth of what they have to look forward to for the program.
So with you being in your fourth year as the head coach, this senior group is the first group that you've had as the head coach, freshman through senior year. I mean, what has that kind of process been like for the first time watching a kid come into the program as a freshman and now, you know, coaching them as seniors this year?
Yeah, I think it's something super special, and it's really cool. I was actually just telling the girls the other day, the senior girls, that they were my first group, and just to watch them grow and the progress that each of them have made and just the strides and just now being seniors and stepping up into that role. It's just, I'm super excited for them. They're a great group, and they're fun to be around. So just really pumped for the season.
So with this point, you know, you were an assistant for a year before you took over as the head coach. Now you're not somebody who's from, you know, Mercer County. You come from Hartsburg-Emden, a great program. But at this point, you know, 5 years with the program, 4 years leading it now, I mean, how accustomed, how acclimated do you feel to just the school and the community as the volleyball coach?
Yeah, I feel good. It's been really good being here, and I think that everyone has done a really nice job of, like, supporting our program, showing up whenever we need them for our meals that we do as a team, parents volunteering, helping us with rides, snacks, all of that stuff. So I appreciate all of that help. That's been really nice. And I feel like now that I've been doing it, it kind of makes me feel a little old just thinking about how long I've been here, even though it's a short amount of time. But just, you know, going into another season is always just another thing under your belt, more experience. And I'm always learning. So, and I think everyone's been really helpful with that. And I appreciate everyone that's kind of helped me out along the way.
So it looks like pretty strong numbers in the program this year. You have 35 kids total, 4 seniors. So big, you know, junior, sophomore, and freshman classes especially, it looks like. Just what do you kind of make of the makeup in terms of just the age of your roster? 35 total, 4 seniors. Pretty good numbers at the lower levels, there must be.
Yes, yep. We have a pretty good number of freshmen coming out this year. So we've got 13 rostered for this year. So definitely a big class. Looking to fill some more spots at the JV role and bringing some kids up to check some things out. But yeah, pretty good numbers, and we're excited about it for sure.
So the varsity, you know, level for you, you have a lot of kids who produced in some way or another that are back this season. So when you just look at the personnel you have at the varsity level here in the fall of 2026, what sticks out as maybe a strength you think that this group has?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of our strengths is just being able to run an offense. We're quick. We're learning how to bounce back on defense, put the ball where we need to, run some specialty free ball plays, having those quick tempo sets, and just being able to hopefully run a faster offense with some of the girls that we have who, you know, can play club and they've been playing all year round, and then just filling in the pieces and be able to just kind of come together as a team and really bring something really fun this year.
I felt like, you know, last year there were some flashes of really, really good play for, you know, your team and your program. So some of the things from last year that you take away that you think you can really build off turning the page of 2026, what sticks out in that regard?
Yeah, I think defensively, just trying to, you know, defensively be sound and structured to be able to bounce back for if the blocks aren't there, taking those hard hits, watching those hitters, reading the ball, kind of more of that angle. We've been really practicing on that the last couple of days, honestly, and being able to read the hitters, read the blocks, and just kind of being more volleyball IQ focused to be able to push forward and to just continue progressing.
Yeah, so when you look at your roster, I know one of your seniors, Tessa Morrison, is a kid who's been really impressive the last couple of seasons playing at the varsity level. You know, so for her entering her senior season, to you, you know, what sticks out about her play that allows her to play at the level she's able to?
Yeah, Tessa is a really good player. She's super fun to be around, super coachable, willing to do or try anything that I at least tell her. She plays club all year round. She really dedicates a lot of her time to volleyball. She can jump high. She's got nice blocks. She's able to put the ball down, place the ball, do some nice push tips, anything like that. So I think that's just kind of something that she's really, really done a nice job at. And I think, you know, doing all of that work in the off season is really only pushing her forward. And she's also verbally committed to college to play volleyball. So it's definitely in her blood that this is something she loves.
Last year, you had a freshman setter play a ton for you, who's now a sophomore in Addison Tharp. So just how nice is it to have a kid who is able to get that much experience, you know, at the varsity level as a freshman, where now I'm sure maybe some of those nerves having to play at the varsity level are probably gone for her. So, you know, you got three more full years with her, but a really bright spot, I would think, for the program.
Yep. I have Addison returning back for us at varsity level. Like I said, she does a nice job as well. Really good at, she's just got beautiful hands. She's able to move the ball well, see the court. Like I said, she's another one that plays club. She puts in a lot of time in the off season. And so that's super exciting to see her even progress forward. I think she's even made strides since the last time I've watched her play and been around her in the gym. And I think that, like you said, those freshman nerves kind of start to wear off. She's more comfortable with the girls, building those relationships and just kind of finding her footing at the varsity level.
So when you look at kind of the conference schedule and the conference competition you'll have this year, it's a league that has a pretty proud volleyball tradition, especially at some of the top schools. I know, you know, Riverdale is a team who was able to get to state last year. Orion, always a really strong volleyball program as well. So just when you kind of look at who you'll be competing with in the conference this season, I would expect it to be competitive, you know, pretty much night in and night out. So what sticks out to you about the conference you're playing in this year?
Yeah, I think that, like I said, you know, there's a lot of schools or a lot of our local teams that have lost a lot of seniors. You know, we lost our five seniors last year. And so, you know, you kind of just rebuild and fill the pieces as you go. I think there's lots of good volleyball happening around us in the local area. Lots of girls who are putting in a lot of time in the off season and then just trying to find their way with school ball and just kind of where they fall. I think we have a lot of competitive schools around us. And I think we'll also be super competitive this year, too.
So that just kind of goes into the last thing I want to touch on with you, is just kind of the outlook for your group in 2026 and the expectations you have. I think there's, you know, some excitement around the program coming into 2026. So internally, what do the expectations look like for Mercer County in volleyball this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody wants to win, and that's always our number one goal, but also just continuing to learn from each game and just continuing to move forward. Volleyball season is a long season. It's a grind, but just continuing to show up, be good teammates, and kind of move forward to be competitive, win the games that we should, and the thing is always to make a run at the postseason.
Alexi Stropes, good luck to the Mercer County Golden Eagles in 2026 on the volleyball court. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ty.